Hi there, it's Marshawn Evans, Reinvention Strategist, Life Catalyst, and your Godfidence Mentor. Welcome to Godfidence TV, and this week we are talking about how to upgrade your income. That's right, how to operate with more abundance and fruitfulness in your life. You know, the Bible says that Christ came so that we could have life and to have it more abundantly. But what I find is that a lot of people know that scripture very well and they know how to recite it, but there's a difference in saying it and seeing it. And then there's also a difference in seeing it and truly seizing it fully in your life and operating in the fullness of the abundance that God desires. In Ephesians, he talks to us about living full lives, full in the fullness of God. And I believe that also means having fullness of joy, fullness of peace, and fullness of prosperity. And not everyone desires to have a financially prosperous life, and that is perfectly okay. But for those of you who feel called into the marketplace or feel called to be able to do more for your family and for yourself and for those that you care about, you want to be able to give more and impact more and influence more. I understand that there are certain people who have a desire, a God desire to do God things here on this earth. And one of the ways that God operates and manifests and expands his kingdom is using the resources that are available to us. So the believers have to begin to understand how to take advantage of the resources that are here and how to create resources from the inside out, okay? So we're gonna talk about upgrading your income. And number one, it starts with upgrading your ideas. Upgrading your ideas. Now, ideas are given to us from God. And sometimes when it's time to go to the next level, we have to stop using the same mindset that we've been in. Because the mindset, let me see, there's this quote that I love. It says something like, the mindset that created a problem is not the same mindset that can solve the problem. So by getting into a fresh place of getting new ideas, that's one of the ways we can go to a new place. So number one, you want to upgrade your ideas. You want to be around people who can help you with new ideas. You want to get into a place where you start praying even for fresh ideas, fresh wisdom, and maybe start acting on some of the ideas that God already gave you, right? Instead of doing what you've always done, maybe say, you know what, God, maybe I remember when you spoke that into my heart, or you gave me this idea to start that, because I guarantee you, the thing that is going to create your breakthrough is already in you. You've already heard it, you've already experienced it, you've just been suppressing it and ignoring it. So number one is to upgrade your ideas. Number two is to upgrade your inspiration. Upgrade your inspiration. I will tell you, as someone who is in the business of inspiration, I teach inspiration marketing, I teach inspiration-based business for speakers, thought leaders, authors who use their voice to inspire the masses. What I will tell you is that one of the ways you upgrade your income is upgrading the influences, the affirmations, the things that you're pouring into your heart. Because your ideas need inspiration. It's almost the nourishment that your ideas need to grow and to flourish and to get ignited with an extra level of power and passion. So maybe you have the idea, but you feel deflated. Well, you need more inspiration. And some basic things that I like to do, I like to listen to music. Gospel music, inspirational music, that music that just gets you going. I like Pharrell's new song, Happy. I like Kerry Washington's song, Pretty Girl Rock. So whatever it takes to get me in the mood to where I'm ready to write, to speak, to start planning out my next steps, I take that affirmatively and proactively to pour into myself. The Bible says be strong and courageous, and it also says to encourage yourself. So your ideas, if it's a God idea, then you're going to need courage, but you're also going to need encouragement to make sure that it comes to fruition. Number three is to upgrade your information. Upgrade your information. And this is the part where most people, I would say 95% of people, fall off. They get the idea and they're enamored with the idea and they go and get inspiration and they listen to every motivational speaker, tape, CD, email, and they do it on Sunday, every single Sunday. And get all this inspiration, but then it dies there. The seed dies without being planted in the seed of information, because you need wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, because you won't have understanding about the path You won't have understanding about the path of producing and making something come to fruition, of how to manifest it without the right wisdom. So it doesn't mean you just go to anybody to get information. You need to go to mentors, and you need to hire mentors. Most people will not do this. People think that mentors should just come to them with some kind of entitlement mentality. We also have trouble because we hear the scripture in the Bible, which I'm a believer in, that says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." But while you wait, you should be gaining and building up your strength, the strength of your mind, by gaining information, by joining mastermind programs and coaching programs and getting professional advice from people who are committed to your success. And again, most people will not do this. I'll get a lot of emails or messages and saying that, you know, that's not fair, or that's not what you should have to do. You don't have to. I'm just telling you what's worked for me and what I teach others, and where I've seen people who've had tremendous breakthroughs. They upgrade their information. They don't wait on it. And then finally, is you've got to upgrade your implementation. You do not get results from things that you do not implement. So just being called is not enough. Just having the dream, the desire, even the anointing is not enough. It is not the anointed that go the furthest. It's those who implement and act on their anointing, who complete, those who invest in themselves, right? So I'm going to add one more to the implementation, and that is your investments, to upgrade your investments. So you want to learn how to implement, but you also want to be an investor, because you reap what you sow, and you cannot get a return on an investment that you never make. So what I find is that when people upgrade their income, they've upgraded their ideas. They start to think bigger. Dream bigger and give God an opportunity to show up. They upgrade their inspiration and their influences, the affirmations, and they're proactive about it. They upgrade their information and they upgrade their implementation, but they've also upgraded their investments so they have skin in the game, so they can get a return on the investments that they have made. And so my challenge for you is all five of those things, for you to upgrade your income, to upgrade your life, so you can upgrade your influence, your purpose, and start living out the fullness of what you've already been pre-designed to do. The Bible in Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, which he prepared in advance for you to do. So you've already been prepared, pre-deposited, pre-designed to be able to do great things, to operate in the fullness of abundance, of whatever that means for you. But it doesn't mean that we aren't required to upgrade our behavior, our actions, our investments, and our decisions. And so I look forward to hearing from you about what are some of the things you've been unwilling to do, what are you going to do, and then tell me the results. It always seems to work. So I believe in you. I know the best is within you. It's just waiting to manifest through you. We'll see you next time on Godfidence TV. Until then, always leave your feedback with me at marshawn.com or godfidence.com. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.